All right, LA, appreciate you guys tuning in. We're going until 9 o'clock tonight. I want to start off the show talking about Anthony Davis. By the way, just quick update, a little bit earlier today, LeBron James will not play tomorrow out with, looks like they said a groin. I'll double check just to get the exact wording of it, but he is out tomorrow. So just a heads up, Lakers against the Golden State Warriors tomorrow. Anthony Davis is probable for tomorrow's game as well. Personally, there has been, Lakers have built such an amazing cushion in the Western Conference, with a sore groin. That's coming from Dave McMenamin's, Twitter right there. Lakers have built such an incredible advantage in the Western Conference. You got a 5-game cushion, 6 games in the loss column. You have a tiebreaker right now against the Denver Nuggets. Still another matchup coming up against Denver. I definitely think this has much more to do with the fact that the Lakers are just in a prime position. They've earned this. You know, they've earned this opportunity to rest players when they need to. And we'll see what happens. Hopefully nothing too serious or nothing to worry about. But Lakers coming off that win yesterday against the Pelicans. So I did the post-game show yesterday, and Anthony Davis came up a couple different times as part of the topic. And one of the things that I wanted to propose in the show, and you guys heard the teaser to start off the show, what do you still want to see from Anthony Davis? Is he doing what you expected, or did you expect more? And I'm talking about just in general, AD this season. The expectations for Anthony Davis walking into this year really can't get any higher, right? Anthony Davis is supposed to be the absolute man this season. He's supposed to be one of the prime leaders in leading the Lakers to an NBA championship. It's kind of funny. I talked about coming into the season, I was talking about Anthony Davis and all that chatter and talk around LeBron James has got something to prove. Wash King, he's going to prove everybody wrong. I always thought actually it was going to be different. I thought Anthony Davis was the player at age 26 years old, was going to walk into this season and absolutely dominate, which he has. And I'll get into some of the different areas that he's dominated in. But I didn't think the conversation was going to be about LeBron at age 35 years old in his 17th season. He's the one that really, at this point, you know, I think is the front runner for MVP. And if somebody wants to make the argument between him and Giannis, I get it. Giannis is having an amazing season as well, as are the Milwaukee Bucks. But what LeBron James is doing this year is, you know, to me, it's unbelievable what he's doing at this stage of his career. But on the Anthony Davis front, I was kind of barking around to start the season saying, no. It's LeBron James is LeBron James. He's been there. He's done that. The guy will just get his body ready and be right for the postseason, because once the postseason starts, we know who the best player in the world is. It's LeBron James. So I was putting a lot on Anthony Davis's back. And my expectations for Anthony Davis was he's going to come to L.A. and he's going to dominate, and he's going to be a big reason why the Lakers got a shot at winning an NBA championship. So I do think so far this year, everything has kind of played out to par. I mean, AD is not only one of the best players in the NBA, he could be in the conversation for MVP. He's definitely has to be the leading candidate for Defensive Player of the Year, which, you know, I respect so much, because this is a team, we understand how this works. It's not all the time, it doesn't always just come down to points. It doesn't always just come down to buckets. There's so much more to the game than just that. There's so much more to the game than just the offensive side. So I always get excited about Anthony Davis specifically because of what he can do on the defensive side. So yesterday I'm doing the post game show, and Anthony Davis goes 6 of 21 from the field. 6 of 21 from the field. Obviously doesn't have a good shooting night, but has 14 rebounds and 6 block shots, and goes 9 of 10 from the free throw line. And when I'm doing the post game show, I got a couple callers that called in and, you know, just said something to the effect of they wish Anthony Davis was more aggressive, or he's around the basket more, not depending on fadeaways or 3-point shots or whatever the case is, right? So everybody's going to make an argument. I do a video on YouTube after every game as well. So I'm, again, doing a video. I'm reading the comments out there. And this is what I want. I want Laker fans to give their thoughts, their honest thoughts of how they feel any of the players are doing. Whether you're praising a player, you're criticizing them, whatever the case is. Every game it changes. One game, you know, people are saying, man, Danny Green's struggling. The other one, they're saying, Danny Green's a champion. He's so great. So I know that we live from kind of game-to-game situations. But yesterday, when the conversation came up with Anthony Davis, what I wanted to do was get Laker fans' thoughts. Has Anthony Davis been the player that you expected when we traded for him right before the free agency started? Has he lived up to expectations? Has he been exactly what you thought he was going to be? Has he been better than expectations? That's a fair question. And that's, for me, I try and layer this up a little bit. One of the things that I love most about Anthony Davis is, and I use yesterday's game as an example, if his offensive game isn't going, and there aren't too many games where his offensive game isn't going, it doesn't affect the rest of his play. So if Anthony Davis goes 6-21 yesterday, has one block and three rebounds, I would be much more critical on Anthony Davis. I'd be like, come on, AD. If your offense isn't going, your defense has got to come through. If your offense isn't going, you still got to crash the glass. You still got to be that guy that's grabbing all those rebounds. And I think yesterday's game, in a nutshell, defines who Anthony Davis is. That's a winner. What winners do is when one area of your game isn't working, you find other ways to contribute. When one area of your game is struggling, is it going to affect everything else that you do on the basketball court? And yesterday should be a perfect example to kind of explain Anthony Davis, the strengths of Anthony Davis. There's going to be many a nights, and it's not uncommon for Anthony Davis, if he took 21 shot attempts like he did yesterday, to hit 13 of them, to hit 14 of them. I know that because I'm doing the postgame shows and I'm looking at the box score, and you know that because you're either listening to all the games or you're watching them. So you know what Anthony Davis's capabilities are on the offensive side. But here's a guy that struggled on offense and still had six blocks last night against the Pelicans. Here's a guy that struggled on offense but still grabbed 14 rebounds for the Los Angeles Lakers. That to me is what defines a winner. Are you finding ways to win no matter what, or are you kind of more concerned about getting your shots? I do believe, what Anthony Davis has done so far this year, I'm not surprised of it, right? Like, these are the expectations that you're walking in when you're watching Anthony Davis on a night-in, night-out basis. This is what you're expecting from Anthony Davis, to be one of the best, top three, top five, wherever you want to put him in the NBA, be a defensive force, and then show his skill set on the offensive side. And we know he's as skilled as any player in the league, and we know that he can do that. Now, there's some things that other Laker fans can, you could bring up as a conversation. You could say, man, I wish he was a little bit more of a bruiser. I wish he would dominate down low more because how does somebody stop him with his skill set? How does somebody stop a player that has, can turn around and face the basket and hit 10-footers, 15-footers, 18-footers? Maybe you want him to be more... depend more on being in the paint than being on the outside. But either way, any way that you look at Anthony Davis, I'll say this. Whatever we've seen so far in the regular season, he's going to have to be even better in the postseason. That's how much I think goes on the back of Anthony Davis, and that's not to put pressure on him. That's just, I think, the reality of the Lakers and how this team is constructed, and also confidence in the 26-year-old that he can take his game even to another level. I'll propose a question to Laker fans, and we'll continue to get into this. What do you still want to see from Anthony Davis? And is he doing what you expected, or were you expecting more walking into the season? Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Let's focus on AD, one of the best in the league, and obviously a Los Angeles Laker. He's going to be a key piece the rest of the way. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. People churn these promos pretty quick.
Great job, Mario. Fantastic rejoin there.
Let's say they churn them very, very quick. The topic we got going on right now is about Anthony Davis. Is AD exceeding your expectations? This is exactly what you expected. Do you want to see more from him? I've spent a lot of time talking about the role players for the Lakers, praising LeBron James. Anthony Davis, I don't know how much time I've spent on AD. And, I said this, I have personal expectations on AD. I know he's one of the best. We're seeing it. I love in a game that he struggles on the offensive side. It doesn't affect what he does on the defensive end. And, at the end of the day, everybody has in mind. It's one goal. It's winning an NBA championship. And I'm very curious to see what kind of Anthony Davis we're going to see in the postseason, because I genuinely, genuinely believe this. AD is going to have to play the best basketball of his life, 26 years old right now, this postseason for the Lakers to hang up number 17. I know there's a lot of factors that go into it. I know, of course, LeBron James is going to have to continue what he's doing and go to another level, but I've seen LeBron James do it in the postseason, and we've seen what he's done all season long. We haven't seen AD in a Western Conference Finals, so I'm looking forward to that. We haven't seen AD in an NBA Finals. I'm looking forward to that. And then these role players, every night somebody's going to have to step up or at least just get consistency from these guys. But we know we got a legitimate shot. But the conversation right now is about Anthony Davis. Are you getting what you expected from AD, or are you expecting more? Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. The one thing I'll say, if I got anything on AD, but I think this is going to happen come postseason. So AD for me is playing exactly like I expected, one of the best in the league. One thing I would like to see, and I think this is going to happen more in the postseason when the game slows down, the guy shoots 84% from the free throw line. By the way, he got to the free throw line 10 times yesterday, hit 9 out of 10. That's one of the strengths that the Lakers have as well, is here you got this player that can not only make it happen, there's no threat of him getting to the free throw line and you're concerned whether he's going to hit a free throw or not. That's not an issue for the Lakers when it comes to Anthony Davis. And that's a beauty in his game. I'd love to see him down in the block more. You know, I'd love to see him dominate down low more. I know he can stretch the floor, and there's times we're going to need him to stretch the floor. But I love come postseason Montrezl Harrell trying to figure out how to guard Anthony Davis down in the block. And in the third quarter or in the second quarter, let's say Montrezl Harrell's got three fouls because he's got no answer at all for Anthony Davis. Keep going down the list of other players that you want to talk about in the league that you know we know that we're going to face in the playoffs. That's how good Anthony Davis is. And if there are times AD settles for a, you know, 18-foot jumper or a 20-foot jumper, if you're a defense on the other team, you're probably saying we got to live with that because we know how dominant he is down low. And again, you know, I say this is the regular season. Things are going to change come playoff time. And in the playoffs, when the game slows down, I think you're going to see AD a lot more down in the block. Maybe part of the strategy for the Lakers is, too, it's like, all right, let's not have AD be down low every single possession in February. Right, in game 52 or 55 or whatever the case is. But in a seven-game set, that's where I think AD can do so much damage. And you tell me who's going to stop AD down in the block. Not just that, as he gets fouled and he gets to the free throw line, and we know how critical free throws are in the playoffs, you know, this isn't a 60% free throw shooter, a 50% free throw shooter. He's an 84% free throw shooter. That's some of the elite of free throw shooters in the NBA. Some of the guys that are accustomed to just being jump shot or hitting jump shots or being jump shooters or whatever the case is, those are the ones that walk up and hit that are shooting over 85% from the free throw line. That's how big obviously Anthony Davis is. All right, let's take some of your guys' phone calls. Nick in LA, you're on the Sliwa Show. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey. For taking my call, guys, I just wanted to know that I just wanted to let you know that AD is an outstanding player in the regular season, and he's going to be maybe a top one or top two player by playoffs.
What do you think? Nick, I mentioned this. Do you agree or disagree with me in this? We're going to have to see the best version of Anthony Davis that we've ever seen come playoff time to win number 17. Do you agree with me, or you think that's putting too much on AD's back?
Well, no, I do, especially with him playing with LeBron. And LeBron makes all the players really good.
Appreciate you calling in. Thank you, Nick. Let's go to D.C. and Santa Clarita. You're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Alan. Appreciate it. My first time hearing about you're the ESPN's Alex Caruso, so shout out to you for whatever that's worth.
Appreciate it, man. Go ahead.
I basically, you know, this is, I think Anthony Davis needs to reach into his mentality and really strengthen up, you know, how he's so reliant on the referees to call fouls. Mm-hmm. There's times where, and this is guilty, and the Lakers are guilty of this as well, where they're having to, you know, throw their hands up in the air, wave and talk trash to the refs, you know, as far as not calling fouls or whatnot, and then they lag behind and allow a fast break to result from the other team. And that's where I kind of want to see him dial in his focus a lot more, especially, and I know it's the regular season, but when the playoffs come, dial in his focus and really have as much heart and passion as he does on the defensive end as he does on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm. You're saying on the defensive side, he plays with a different type of mentality than he does on the offensive side?
Absolutely, because, you know, on the offensive side, he becomes so reliant sometimes on a foul call. And if you do too much, you know, talking to the refs, sometimes they just swallow the whistle.
Yeah, that is, DC, I appreciate you calling in. I think that's the thing I'll say with any team in the league, right? Like, the last thing you want to do is be a team that's looking at the referees. And there's some games where I feel like the Lakers do it, and then there's other games where I feel like they're ignoring the refs, and that's probably when they're at their best. So, DC, I think that's actually a good point. That's a fair argument to make. And I don't know how much that, you know, when I say, okay, come playoff time, okay, things will change because the game changes, but a lot of what you do in the regular season, you're kind of setting these habits, and those habits are going to be what you eventually take and you kind of ride through because you get accustomed to it. That's whatever you're doing in the regular season, that's your prep for the postseason. Conversations on Anthony Davis. Is he exceeding your expectations or you think he could take his game to a whole new level? Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. More of your guys' phone calls when we come back. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN. All right, so far on Twitter, at Lakers Talk ESPN, I would say the theme on Twitter is that Anthony Davis, defensively, unbelievable. Offensively, players want him to, or fans want him to be more aggressive. They want him to look for more contact, stay in the paint, try and get to the free throw line. That's the theme on Twitter. I'll keep taking your guys' calls. We're talking about Anthony Davis. If what AD has been so far for the Lakers exactly as advertised, better than expectations or below expectations, it's all an opinion. I mean, I told you guys what I've seen so far from Anthony Davis is exactly what I thought. You know, this is now, do I feel like his game's got to go to another level come playoff time? I do. Expectations are obviously different come postseason, and he's never been in a Western Conference final or an NBA finals. Do I got confidence that AD's going to deliver? I do. But he's got to be playing the best basketball he's ever played in his life by the time we get to the postseason, because Lakers will need every single ounce from AD. That's how important he is to this team. All right, let's take some more phone calls here. Robert on the 110 freeway. You're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Robert.
Thanks for taking my call, Alan.
You got it, man.
It's my first time calling.
Appreciate you calling in.
I'm a huge fan of AD. I think that he's definitely capable of more based on his body of work before he came to LA. I felt that you know, he's still adjusting to this team, and despite that, I mean, he's achieved like beyond my expectations defensively and offensively. He can really shoot.
He's very skilled, right? Like, you know, it kind of reminds me of, and I know they're completely two different players, Robert, but how good was Pau Gasol on offense? Like, how skilled was he, right? And AD has that. I know they're different players. I'm not, you know, Pau had a touch like, you know, you've never seen a big man have. Like, that's how good his touch was. But AD is not that far behind.
Oh, yeah. No, Pau Gasol is actually the guy I always compare him to most, based on like what he's given us, except on the defensive end. Like, he can shoot from the free throw line. I mean, he can shoot the three. He hasn't shot really well this year, but I mean, he's shown that he can pretty consistently.
He's shooting right now, and I appreciate you calling in. He's shooting right now 51% from the field, 32% from three, 84.5% from the free throw line. AD's averaging just under 27 points, just under 10 rebounds, and 3.3 assists as well. And I don't want to brush over this because you can't brush over this. Obviously, wouldn't be smart to. when we talk about what Anthony Davis does on the defensive side. So this year he's averaging 2.5 blocks, 1.5 steals. His capability on the defensive side alone is, you know, gold for any team in the NBA. When you have a player of his skill set that just plays the kind of defense that he plays, you're good. That's when you kind of start, all right, we're good at that position, and then you kind of start building the rest of the pieces around that. I'll give you an example. Rudy Gobert out in Utah. Rudy Gobert is a back-to-back Defensive Player of the Year winner the last 2 years, and deservedly so. I mean, Gobert is a beast down low. He's a wonderful player to watch on the defensive side. Have you seen him play offense? There's no offensive skills. It's not like Gobert is going to face you up 15 feet from the basket. He's not going to be dominating you on the offensive end. That's just not what Gobert is going to do. Gobert needs somebody to do a pick and roll. He's got to get putbacks, whatever the case is. But his skill set on its own, just on the defensive side, is what makes him special. I think offensively is where I feel like AD can go to another level. Greg and Ventura, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Alan. You remember when we first got Anthony Davis and he talked about how, or everybody talked about the fact that he doesn't like really playing down low in the five position?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know what I think, Alan? Mm-hmm. I think it's because he really doesn't have the nice, smooth moves down low that most guys his size have, and he hasn't developed the ability to make the simplest of shots. Last night, it was amazing how many little shots he misses around the rim, and so he's much more skilled going out, and so that's where he chooses to play.
But, Greg, I feel like actually I like his moves down low. I don't think he goes to them enough. You know, I think he's got great touch for a big man, and we know that he was a guard and had a growth spurt in high school, and then all of a sudden he became a big man. I think he's got great touch. I just want to see him down there a little bit more. You know, I think with some of the strengths that Anthony Davis has and some of the capabilities he has down low, I don't think it's a question of does AD does he have the full package. AD's got the full package. AD is... You go up and down the NBA and you look at both sides of the ball and you look at Anthony Davis, you're like, man, you can't make this dude in a lab. That's how good he is. I'm not concerned that, you know, those tip-ins, those little shots he was missing yesterday, when he gets back in there, if he plays small against the Golden State Warriors and he takes another 20 shots, he took 21 yesterday, he might hit 13 of them. He might hit 12 of them. AD's shooting 52% from the field this year. 52 or 51. 51% from the field. So AD's problem is not hitting around the basket. I think the one criticism I have on AD is sometimes he's relying too much on the jumper. He's relying too much on the fadeaway. Maybe that's today's NBA and it's just not, maybe I'm talking about a different style of basketball. That's not the style of basketball in today's NBA. And I think it's probably natural for him because he has such a great skill set that he's confident that he can hit it from 18 feet without taking all the banging down low. He's confident he could hit a 22-footer in the corner when LeBron sets him up or whatever the case is. Steve in L.A., you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Alan, thanks for taking my call. You think exactly like I do. This guy, I expected what he's done in the regular season. But as far as the postseason, he needs to go down in the block. He needs to punish people.
Who's going
to
stop him?
Because
he can
make free throws. He needs to, like last night, he had a couple times in the block. He did that rolling hook and he missed. He needs to let Houston know. He needs to let Memphis. He needs to let all these teams know that when the playoffs come, he needs to punish people down low. That goes for LeBron when he took Drew Holiday down low. They need to punish people like that. And as far as Caruso, please, can he take Rondo's minutes away? How good is he defensively? And how much stronger is he than Lonzo when he took the ball away from Lonzo? Caruso needs more minutes. AD needs to punish people down low. And if they're going to put a 6'4" guy on LeBron, he needs to punish people down low. That is playoff basketball, and we make our free throws.
Steve, appreciate the call. I will say this. Let me say this on AD. When you're making comparisons, he's got to go and handle the Memphis Grizzlies. How about he goes and handles the Clippers this upcoming game on March 8th, and he lives down in the block? Montrezl Harrell's a nice player off the bench. He really is. The guy has, I think, exceeded expectations. They made the trade in Houston, and that's how we got him. Okay, all great and dandy. Montrezl Harrell's going to stop Anthony Davis. Montrezl Harrell is can go toe-to-toe with Anthony Davis. Come on now. It's the matchup against the Clippers that I look at and I say to myself, we've seen this, by the way, already. Denver has tried whatever they can do to stop AD. Not going to happen. New Orleans has tried. He was averaging 43.5 points a game in the two matchups that we had so far this year against the Pelicans. I mean, just that's how good Anthony Davis is. You hit on Alex Caruso for a second. I'm going to do Caruso a little bit later in the show. But when you hit on Caruso, and some of yesterday he played 17 minutes. I was on with Mason and Ramona a little bit earlier, Ramona filling in for Ireland, and Caruso came up, you know, part of the conversation. He had 17 minutes yesterday. Every minute I felt like he was in, he was effective. He was doing something to affect the game. He doesn't need the ball to be effective. Yeah, there is zero argument to make that Alex Caruso is not playing 20-plus minutes a game. Unless something changes, right? Maybe he's on this crazy streak right now. The momentum is good. He's feeling good about himself. He's got the crowd behind him. Okay, things change, and he has a couple bad games. That's fine. The Lakers have enough depth. But right now, it is very, very difficult to make an argument against Alex Caruso getting more playing time. I do want to stay on Anthony Davis. Let me squeeze in one more call here before we go to break. LA 877-710-ESPN, your thoughts on how Anthony Davis is doing so far this year and what you expect the rest of the way. Edward in LA, you're on 710-ESPN. Go ahead, Edward.
Hey, how you doing, Alan? How are you?
Doing good, man. Appreciate you calling in.
No, thanks for taking my call, man. I love your show. Hey, he's been up and down this season. I think, from my perspective as a Laker, big time Laker fan, he's exceeded my expectations. But you know what? I don't know, Alan. I don't know if it's just me, but this past, I don't know, say 15 games, it looks like he's been declining a little bit. It looks like he's been missing a lot of easy shots. It looks like he's not posting up as much. And it looks like also that I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know if he's playing through injury. I know he was a few weeks ago. His shoulder was bothering him. But I don't know. I'm expecting a little bit more from AD. And also I want him to show up and show out against the Clippers, against the Rockets, against the Bucks. I don't know if you noticed that fourth quarter, he completely disappears a little bit. He shows out against the smaller teams, but against the bigger teams, I don't know. I'm expecting a little bit more, Alan. I don't know.
Appreciate you calling in. Look, I'm not going to completely agree with all that because I don't think he's been somebody that, you know, we've lost him in some of these big games. I think there's been times the entire Lakers team, you know, that game against Milwaukee, that game at Boston, there's been times you wanted to see more from Anthony Davis. I hate the fact that when LeBron goes to the bench, and this has kind of happened, and this just kind of shows the greatness of LeBron James, there's been times LBJ has gone to the bench, and when he has gone to the bench, the Lakers have folded where I'm like, all right, this is when Anthony Davis got to take over. It'd be nice to have another playmaker on the floor with AD. Let's stay on this topic. I also want to appreciate what LeBron is doing, the greatness of LeBron James so far this year. We'll hit on that. Stay on Anthony Davis. Your expectations for Anthony Davis the rest of the season, the phone number is 877-710-ESPN. How much to AD's potential you think he's played so far? We'll do that coming up next. This is the Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN. All right, we're talking about Anthony Davis. It's a great topic, and I'm curious. I was very curious to get calls from Laker fans on there to just talk about AD. Listen, let's not forget who Anthony Davis is, 26-year-old that is just incredibly, incredibly amazing, hopefully going to be a Los Angeles Laker for a long time to come, hopefully one day helps raise a banner for the Los Angeles Lakers, get 17, maybe 18, keep counting from there. That's what we want to see with Anthony Davis, and his skill set is just phenomenal to watch. do we nitpick at some of these players? Do we nitpick at the organization, what I'm talking about there from a player's perspective, because the goal this year is to win a championship? Yes, we do. We weren't doing that 2-3 years ago. We weren't doing that in the past when it was all these young players. We were nitpicking, but the expectation wasn't to win an NBA championship. There were hopes that can we make the playoffs. That wasn't happening. With Anthony Davis, you know, the beauty that I see with this guy is he is one of the best players in the NBA when it comes on the defensive side of the ball. And I'm nitpicking at him on offense, but that's more just got to do with the fact that I feel like he can be such a banger down low and just dominate players that I'm hoping to see come postseason. And maybe that's part of the strategy. Don't kill yourself here or don't, you know, work so hard in just the regular season, especially because we got a 5-game, 6-game lead in the Western Conference. But come playoff time, my hope is that he's living in the paint. Omar and Van Nuys, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Omar.
Yeah, Alan, I just wanted to say the same thing. You know, I think AD is saving himself for the playoffs because we already see how he is in playoffs. I think, you know.
By the way, Omar, in playoffs, and I hate to cut you off. I apologize for doing this, but your phone line's really, really bad. In the playoffs, we haven't really seen it, right? Because he's only been to the second round of the postseason. He's never been further than that. And you know, in a big time situation, I'm sure LeBron James is helping him tremendously. That leadership role, I'm sure that has a lot to do with it as well. But at the end of the day, it is going to be it's going to be about Anthony Davis playing the best basketball of his life. And by the way, I'm not going to be surprised or shocked for him to deliver because he's that good. Joey in Hawaii, Joey, appreciate you calling in from Hawaii. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, how's it going? So I think AD is going to step it up in the playoffs. Like that, you could just tell. I hated the free throw, the air balls. That was like, it just hurt my stomach every time I seen it. I'm like, come on, AD.
Which is weird. You know, which is weird that, I mean, that, okay, yeah. By the way, I think yesterday he just had an off shooting night. You know, it's not like,
yeah.
When I mentioned this, and I want to make sure that I, you know, continue to emphasize it, he went 6-21 yesterday. He shoots over 50% from the field. So I'm not concerned that AD is not going to hit shots and not going to get buckets. And I'm also not concerned that AD is not going to play defense and not grab rebounds. AD is the full package. But I think the nitpicking is, man, I'd love to see him more in the block, or I'd love to see him be more aggressive on the offensive end.
And the thing is, I think he is going to pick that all up in the playoffs. And the whole we're not load management like everybody else. So, like, he's kind of figuring out his own little way of figuring out his own little rhythm. I feel like, I don't know. And then maybe like, and I don't want to, just a short thing on the Caruso thing. I don't want to mess it up. We're doing good, you guys. Like, why do we got to replace him for Rondo? Maybe that's his rhythm. Maybe he likes coming in after Rondo. Like, that's that little extra jump, that little extra, I don't know. Like,
I think Joey, I don't think people are disagreeing with you on that front. Thanks for calling in. I think what they're doing is saying, don't give him 17 minutes, give him 22. You know, I think that's what people are saying about Caruso. By the way, I'm with them. I do feel like Alex Caruso deserves more minutes. And this is going to be an interesting situation for Coach. Coach has an incredible amount of options. Yesterday, before the game, he talks with the media, talks to Mike Trudell, and then reporters can ask questions. One of the questions I asked him was exactly that, like, hey, you're so deep, you have so many of these players that, you know, you can use, and typically coaches don't use 11 players. He played 11 yesterday, and the player that played the least was, I think, 12 or 13 minutes. That was Rondo and Kuzma. I asked if he had some experience in kind of figuring this out in the past with his Indiana Pacers team being that deep. He said that he had a deep team in Indiana, but when it came down to the end of games, he knew the five that he was going to put in. You guys remember that team? It was Roy Hibbert, David West, George Hill, Lance Stephenson, Paul George. He knew the five that he was going to play at the end. I think for the Lakers, that's still a question mark. Charlie in Woodland Hills, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, Alan. Nice talking to you, man. I want Laker fans to think back 2018,
Pelicans versus Golden State Warriors. Anthony Davis banging down low, grabbing 19 rebounds one game, 18 rebounds the next. What I think he's doing right now is taking a page out of LeBron's book. It's a marathon.
Mm-hmm. Pacing himself.
That's why he wanted, you know, Boogie there next to him so he could bang down low and look towards the postseason. Now, I remember watching him in that series and thinking to myself, man, there is nobody on the planet that can stop this guy. And we're talking about a healthy Golden State Warriors team with Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry banging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if he can bring that mentality to the playoffs, I'm not worried about the Lakers.
And Charlie, he has to, right? You know, like, I think that, and I appreciate that insight there, he has to. You know, that's the thing with AD when we kind of, we sit on this conversation, he has to be that player that there's just no answer down low. The Clippers just don't know what to do to try and stop Anthony Davis. And if you saw him doing that in a series where KD was there and Klay and Draymond Green with the Golden State Warriors, imagine what he's going to do on a Lakers team where Dwight Howard is there to play some five, Markieff Morris is there to take on some of these other power forwards or fives, JaVale McGee can do it, LeBron can match up against bigs. I mean, the Lakers got options. They 100% have big-time options. But he's going to, I think, take his game to a different level come postseason, and the Lakers are going to need every single thing he brings to the table because, you know, you're going to go up against a Clippers team that's got a lot as well. And I'm talking about from a talent level. All right, I want to switch gears when we come back a little bit. Dodgers are in the middle of spring training, 3-1 so far. Do you guys hear what Justin Turner had to say about Mookie Betts? The veteran Justin Turner talking about newly acquired Mookie Betts. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that, we'll talk about that coming up next. Also want to talk about Clayton Kershaw, some of the failures that he had, and I want to make some type of a correlation to that Houston Astros series in 2017, Game 5 specifically. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.